Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kinney, editorial director with REIT.com. And joining me today is Manus Clancy of TREP to talk about some of the latest developments in the commercial mortgage-backed securities market. Manus, how are you doing?
Very good, Alan. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. So let's start off just talking kind of about what happened last month in the CMBS market.
The delinquency rate continues to tick down. It's been on a downward trend for the last 2 or 3 years as the commercial real estate markets have recovered, as values have grown, and as special servicers have aggressively been disposing of properties now that they've been either repositioned or seen their values rebound.
So in terms of kind of historical markers and where the delinquency rate is, can you give us an idea?
We're about 50% of where we were at our peak. At our peak, in the worst case, the delinquency rate was just over 10%, and now it's just over 5%, and we are expecting more drops in the coming months.
So then, the latest report that TREP issued notes that there's a big change coming this month that's involving Blackstone's latest multifamily transaction. Can you explain what's going on?
Sure. The big news last month was that Blackstone had purchased Stuytown and Peter Cooper Village in Manhattan. It's an 11,000-unit project that was built in the 1940s, predominantly for middle-class housing in Manhattan. It had backed a $3 billion loan that was made at the height of the real estate mania, one of the more interesting loans ever done in the CMBS market. It was done on a pro forma basis, which meant that the lenders lent the $3 billion not on as-is financials, not in-place debt service coverage ratios, but as projected. And those as-projected numbers assumed that the original owners of the building would convert many of the units from rent-stabilized to market rents. That didn't happen successfully. The loan went into default and eventually was foreclosed upon by the special servicer. Now that Blackstone has purchased the property, that $3 billion loan will be resolved, and the overall delinquency rate will drop by upwards of 50 basis points or more when that is resolved, which we expect to be either this month or next month. And the multifamily rate should really plunge by multiple points.
So I guess that raises the question, though, is this just kind of a one-off occasion, or that might kind of mask weakness in the market overall?
I think generally speaking, the market has been strengthening for a long time, and probably the size of it will inflate the improvement that would otherwise be the case. A $3 billion loan is the biggest one that was ever done in CMBS, so the drop in the delinquency rate will be huge, but it does underscore a multi-year trend, which is falling cap rates, falling spreads, improving property values, which the term we use a lot is that it's forgiven a lot of sins from that 2006-2007 era. In fact, that $3 billion loan should be resolved without any loss at all to bondholders, whereas at one time people were thinking the loss could be north of $1 billion.
So then that's the multifamily sector, but what about the other sectors out there? Any trends worth keeping an eye on?
Well, in multifamily, even though things have been doing nicely, we do worry about overbuilding in certain markets. That is a concern that could bite the market at some point. In the office sector, we continue to worry about both suburban offices. There's been a trend demographically for younger workers to want to work in cities, and that has put stress on suburban offices where talent for new companies or existing companies is hard to find. In the suburbs. We also worry about older offices that were built for the likes of law firms or financial companies, which tend to be shrinking in size and are not well positioned for firms like Amazon or Google or Facebook that require different types of footprints. In the retail space, the problems are all over the place, right? On the one hand, you have consolidation among retailers like in the paper supply space. Among the major retailers, you see the reduction of the number of stores. Just yesterday, Macy's came out with dismal earnings and said that they were going to close more stores in 2016 than they had originally anticipated, which was about 40 stores over the summer. Sears continues to reevaluate their position in the marketplace, JCPenney as well. So the retail space probably is the biggest concern for us at the moment.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Manus.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us, too. For the NAREIT podcast, I'm Alan Kenney.